Vemos el momento exacto, el momento en que al presidente Juan Manuel Santos lo notifican y le dicen desde Noruega, le dicen, aquí está el Premio Nobel de Paz.
Good morning, President Santos. My name is Adam Smith, representing Nobelprize.org, the official website of the Nobel Prize in Stockholm. On behalf of all here, we would like to congratulate you on the award of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I receive this with great emotion, and this is something that will forever be important for my country, for the people who have suffered with this war, especially the victims. And this is a great recognition for my country, and with all humbleness I receive it, and I'm eternally grateful.
Thank you. The Nobel Committee have been explicit in their official statement in stating that the award is meant also to pay tribute to the Colombian people. I imagine that is something you would echo.
Of course, of course. This is the Colombian people, and especially the victims, is something for us very important. And I receive this award in their name, the Colombian people who have suffered so much with this war, 52 years of war, and especially the victims, that millions of victims that have suffered with this war that we are on the verge of ending.
And what message do you hope that the award will send?
The message is that we have to persevere until we reach the end. We'll reach the end of this war. We are very, very close. We just need to push a bit further to persevere. And this is going to be a great stimulus to reach that end and to start the construction of peace in Colombia. This is something that all the Colombian people will receive with emotion, and especially the victims will be very, very happy, because I think it's in their name that this award is given. Mm.
Given all the obstacles on the road to peace, may I just ask what keeps you going in your personal determination to achieve a peaceful end?
Well, it's simply a matter of believing in a cause, and there's no better cause for any society, for any country, than living in peace, something that unfortunately Colombians have not been able to have for three generations. And I think this is the moment, the conditions are ripe, and we just simply have to persevere. And this has been my strength, what has given me the stimulus to persevere, the good causes. This is the best cause that any person can try to achieve, peace for his country.
Thank you. And lastly, news of your Nobel Prize will be broadcast around the world today. Is there anything that you'd like to ask people to do to help you in your quest for a peaceful end to Colombia's civil war?
Thank you. Simply to say that we are very, very close to achieving peace. I think the other group that we are fighting today is we're very close also to having peace with this other group. So the two groups that we are negotiating with will receive this as a stimulus from the whole world, that we have to reach an agreement very soon. We reach an agreement with the first group. The second group, we're very close. So simply that we have to continue until we reach the end.
And people around the world who are also hoping for this peaceful end, can they do anything to help you?
Well, the international community has been so supportive. To continue the support and to continue to say that the whole world expects the Colombian people to reach, and especially the parties involved, to reach an agreement as very soon. We are now also, there are some people who have not been supporting the government in this peace process. We are talking to them. As a matter of fact, we started talks with them just a couple of days ago, and I hope that they understand how important it is to also contribute to support this process, because the peace would be much more much stronger and much more durable if it's supported by every single Colombian.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us and taking the time to speak to us. And once again, may we offer our congratulations to you all and to the Colombians.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart in the name of all the Colombians, especially the victims. Thank you very, very much.
6:14 de la mañana. Ese es el audio. Ese es el audio completo, Yamit, de esa llamada que le hicieron desde el comité para decirle: usted se acaba de ganar, presidente Juan Manuel Santos, el Nobel de Paz.
Y es realmente emocionante lo que uno ve, que dice, lo que uno escucha, es la emoción, pero también el reconocimiento a que esto es en nombre de las víctimas de Colombia.
Lo dice al final.
El presidente lo subraya, es, lo recibe en nombre de las víctimas del conflicto que ha dejado esta guerra con las FARC.
Denise, usted que estuvo muy pendiente de esta entrevista, a grandes rasgos, las declaraciones más importantes de lo que respondió y comentó el presidente Juan Manuel Santos.
Pues muy bellamente él dice que recibe el premio a nombre de todo el pueblo de Colombia y sobre todo de parte de las víctimas, porque para nosotros y para ellos esto es muy importante, y dice que después de 52 años de guerra estar ya a un paso tan cerca es muy importante. Entonces dice que es una gran emoción, que esto es algo pues para él inolvidable, y que es, va a ser siempre importante para su país y para toda la gente que sufrió de la guerra, todas las víctimas, y que todos están sumamente y eternamente agradecidos. Y cuando le preguntan qué pueden hacer para lograr la paz, qué puede hacer la gente en el mundo, entonces él contesta: estamos pero muy, muy cerca de lograr la paz, y sobre todo estamos ya muy cerca con el otro grupo, porque hay dos grupos con los cuales estamos negociando y vamos a tratar de lograrlo, pero esto es un estímulo, porque ellos, estos dos grupos, van a sentir que el mundo entero está mirando y está apoyando y está deseando la paz para Colombia. Después le pregunta que si hay algo que la gente en el mundo puede hacer, y él dice: mire, hasta ahora la comunidad internacional ha sido pero muy, muy llena de apoyo a ambas partes, y porque yo creo que lo vamos a lograr muy pronto. Y ahí sí menciona los problemas internos, dice: hay gente que no ha apoyado estas negociaciones de paz, pero ya comenzamos a hablar con ellos hace un par de días, y nosotros esperamos que ahora, sobre todo con, digamos, este premio, ellos empiecen a entender por qué es tan importante esto para el país. Y él también lo pone a título personal, él dice: para mí llegar a saber que yo estoy luchando para la cosa más importante, qué más bonito, qué más importante que tratar de lograr la paz para todo mi país. Entonces, pues, dice que el logro de la paz es algo que vale la pena lucharlo y que todo el mundo lo apoye para que la paz, cuando finalmente se logre, vaya a ser más duradera.